But yeah, I go out there, I pick them up by hand, one at a time.
What?
I've tried different methods, vacuuming, everything else. It all ruins the dark.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho stores, clubs, and pubs that you always drive by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey LD Daily.
Hi there.
What do we got on the docket today besides talking about the Bills?
I know, the Buffalo Bills. We're going somewhere, and I hope you're excited.
Do I have to wear yoga pants or a swimsuit?
No and no, but probably I'm thinking like shoes or sneakers of some sort.
I usually go barefoot like Huck Finn, but okay.
So I'm going to nominate Nerfed.
Nerfed.
Boise's best Nerf war arena.
It's Boise's best.
As far as I could find, it is Boise's only, but there are ones in Meridian, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. So this is not as strange as I thought it was when I passed by it. It's across Franklin from Once More Superstore, which I've also never been to.
It's near Curtis, right?
Yeah. So we're going to go there, and I believe it to be a place where you shoot Nerf guns. Like, there's probably, an obstacle course sort of thing, akin to paintball, laser tag.
So, I'm picturing, like, American Gladiator, like the old school style with the tennis ball gun, that type of thing.
Yeah. And so I've done paintball and laser tag. I enjoy both of them. Really, you've never done it as an adult?
10 years ago when I was 12.
Do we have that here?
Sure. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you always win a free game of it, in everything.
Yeah.
Free game of laser tag. Can you drink there? Do they have a bar?
Ooh, TBD. TBD. Okay. We'll find out.
But what's your central concern here?
I want to know why Nerf guns. Was it sort of like a fad to get behind and you saw an opening? Or is there a very specific group of people that prefer to shoot Nerf guns at each other rather than paintballs or laser tag?
Maybe it's the age too.
That's what I'm gonna guess. It has. I'm assuming most kids can do this versus. I mean, paintball, you have to be way older, right? I mean, that like hurts. I got bruises from that.
Yes, I've never done it, but that's what other people have told me too.
Right, but I mean, even if like 8-year-olds can do laser tag and Nerf, I don't know what Nerf guns offer. And honestly, one of my biggest concerns is who the heck has to pick up all the freaking darts?
Well, and they're different sized, right? So it's like you got to pick them up and then
and like
these
one
go
goes
with
in
these.
The bazooka, one goes in the bow and arrow thing. Like, what a terrible task.
Yeah.
It's not like the driving range where that golf cart comes and sucks up all the balls.
You don't know that. You don't know if there's a Nerf shagger, arrow shagger.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So they're open now.
They're open
now. We're doing a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay. They're open like 4 to 8-ish during the week.
Oh, that's odd hours.
It's not odd if you look at all the other Nerf places. I think it's just like who's gonna go Nerf and team build at noon? Nobody.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm open to it. I'll try anything twice. Let's go get our Nerf on.
So
just pulled up.
Just pulled up. It's a brief window of sunshine and a rainy day.
Hope people are in there. I can see kids running around, at least in the lobby.
It's pretty, yeah, it actually looks fairly busy. There's a lot of cars here. I was parked in front of one of the windows over here, and it looks like there's maybe a birthday party.
Oh,
so
good.
It's always a good sign.
Hope it's not closed up.
Yeah, right. They're
like, oh no, sorry, do you have the invite?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're like, we're with you know, Hunter. So yeah, hopefully it's a good time to go in and check it out, and some people will chat with us.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the arsenal of weapons.
I feel like I also really want to. I kind of want to shoot some of the guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to try it out.
At some of the 7-year-olds?
I don't necessarily have to shoot at 7-year-olds. We could shoot at targets, and that's fine.
Yeah, maybe they got a target range.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Probably not, but.
I want to see what all the course and objects look like because. Yeah, why do you pay to bring your kids here versus just letting them shoot off at home, duck behind the couch? It's got to be cheaper, right?
Right. Obstacles.
Just ruining your house, though. And I don't know if we should say it's kind of in a big cinder block building that
there's a gymnastics training thing over here, and I don't know what's over there. I can't see.
It looks like, I mean, that it's been a couple different things. There's a carrier sign up on the top there, too, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. Let's check it out.
All right.
We walk in and wander around, exploring the place while we wait for the clerk behind the counter to finish outfitting a whole pack of kids with Nerf guns.
A lot of tables set up with some tablecloths.
Yeah.
As if there is a party or was a party.
Right. It looks like it's more set up for one, though, because it doesn't look that absolutely trashed or something.
So not
maybe
yet.
They are.
Yeah.
Some air hockey and kids running around with Nerf guns. Oh my gosh, look at this huge Nerf gun here.
Holy crap.
That's like a bazooka.
Wow.
That's something.
Yeah. Oh, there is a waiver that you have to sign.
I understand that I will be held to a code of conduct at Nerfed.
And I will be voluntarily engaging in physical activity that could involve contact and the possible risk of serious injury, permanent disability, or death.
I mean, that seems like a little bit heavy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you going to have children sign that? I guess it's a parent or guardian. I don't know. As a parent, I feel like I don't know if I would really be. I'd be like, well, all right, I guess.
Okay.
We introduce ourselves to Andrew, one of the co-owners, who tells us a little about the space. Behind him, there's this whole wall of colorful Nerf pistols, rifles, bazookas, and crossbows. And like moths to a light bulb, or, well, children to Nerf guns, kids appear at the counter every 20 or 30 seconds, trading out their Nerf guns for different ones.
This is great. So they come up and they get their weapons from the front. Is that the way that
it
works?
Yep, that's pretty much how it works. And then we've got our public field out here where they're all playing. And then we've also got private parties and everything where we've got a second field and lobby over that way. So they go play with just their group or whatever.
Okay, do you know which guy you want?
Small orange, yeah.
Small orange one.
Two.
Two of them? You think you can do two of them? I'll let you take two. You figure out which one you wanted?
The blue rebel gun.
Oh, good choice. The Luminate, he knows. When you're out there playing, it's one hit and you're out. Headshots do count. We just ask, please do not aim for the head on purpose. When you do get shot, though, just put one hand up so everybody knows you're out. Walk over to the dugout and just wait there until the next round starts. It's one dugout. That way, if you're playing with friends or anybody else, if they're on the other team, you can still talk to them. If they shoot and hit your gun, though, it does not count. And if it ricochets and hits you, it also does not count. Any questions? All right. So take a pair of safety glasses for me, and you are good to head on out. If there's a round going on, just wait in the dugout until the next round starts. Do you need a new gun, little man?
Yes.
Which gun would you like?
I like a zombie bow.
Which one?
A zombie bow.
The zombie bow. I am actually out of that one right now. This is the exact same gun, though. It just doesn't have the crossbow piece in the front. You want to use this one? No? All right. Just let me know when you know, then.
Okay, usually, so who sets the rules, then? Like, because you're going over some of those rules, then. Who sets
those?
We've
got a referee who's out on the field, so he keeps an eye on everybody, makes sure everybody's honest, all that fun stuff. If we're slow, then we get to go out and play. We'll balance out teams with ourselves. You know, for work purposes.
Sure,
not
sure.
For fun.
I get it.
I'm curious, who picks up the darts?
Can you guess?
From the look on your face.
Usually I try to make my employees do it, but if we don't get it done during the day, I go out there, I pick them up by hand, one at a time.
What?
I've tried different methods, vacuuming, everything else. It all ruins the darts.
So do these come fully loaded?
Generally, like if we buy them, or what do you mean?
No, like when you're giving them to him right now.
Usually I try to take out the ammo before I hand them to him, but ammo's all over whatever field they're playing on. I don't like having them loaded up here because that's how I get shot all the time.
Sure. You, one of the kids coming up and trading their Nerf gun.
But if you want something else, I'll grab you
something. Something else?
Yeah.
Can I try you put like the bullets on the side?
You put the bullets on the side. I don't necessarily have anything like that. I do have stuff where you can like store bullets underneath it.
How do you do it?
So this one, to shoot them, you just load two in the front there, just pull that back and then squeeze the trigger.
Ah.
And then you can keep extra bullets below.
Wait, I didn't know that. Okay,
well, there you go. And I'll get kids who will come up here, they'll change their guns 20 times.
Yeah. I was going to say,
without ever even using the gun to begin with, so. But it's not that.
How long have you worked here, Andrew?
I've been here since the start. Oh. I am one of the owners.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting away with not being in uniform or anything else today.
Cool, so I want to know then, like, why Nerf guns? I thought this was a weird thing, but then I looked up and there's like a place in Meridian that does it.
They just closed.
Did they?
If it's Dart Wars,
okay, that was it.
They were our original inspiration. We wanted to do it our own way. We wanted to make it a little bit cheaper, a little bit bigger. I came from low income, so tried to make it affordable even for bigger groups, stuff like that.
Very cool.
Yeah. And like I said, we played there. That's where we drew the idea.
Yeah.
So would you say it was born more out of a passion for them rather than a fad? I was just wondering.
A little bit, because I mean, growing up, I think everybody plays with Nerf guns growing up. Me personally, I never really grew out of it. I mean, I go home, I play video games, shooters, stuff like that. Well, this is fantastic. And I can't really say it keeps me in shape, but this is better than just kind of sitting down staring at a TV.
That's true.
Do you need a new
gun, bud? Cue another kid coming up to trade out his Nerf gun before we ask Andrew if anyone ever raises concerns about kids and weapons. Okay, another one. Does anybody ever give you a hard time coming in here about kids and weapons? Or people coming in here usually don't have a problem
Not
with
about
it.
That. Nobody ever has an issue with that.
Yeah.
Like, even with the airsoft, that really scared us because that's something we do on Mondays and Tuesdays now. But even with that, we get the kids who are curious, the parents who are curious, nobody who's like, hey, I don't want this around my kids or anything else, so.
I guess it is Idaho. There is that.
This one, there's certain ones here where I'm like, all the kids, and maybe it's because it's what fits their hands, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not what I would pick at all. Like, there's these, like, bazookas.
It really, really boils down to, I use about 3 of the guns on this one.
Okay.
But kids love variety.
Yeah.
They love being able to switch them and pick whatever they want to pick. Usually, they want the bigger ones.
Right.
Generally, with Nerf guns, the bigger they are, the worse they are, too. So I'll get kids who are all excited for it. I'll see them in one round where they're already changing.
We let Andrew get back to swapping out Nerf guns for the kids and go explore the playing field in the next room. It's basically a small gymnasium with a dozen colorful plywood bunkers and forts, places for kids and parents alike to hide and shoot through little portholes. We stand behind a plexiglass waiting area and watch the battle. There's about 25 kids on the field and a handful of adults, divided into 2 teams of yellow and orange vests.
And I'm guessing it's like the honor system and then the ref, right?
Right. But also, like, is anybody keeping score, or is there kind of just, like, filtering in and out?
I don't see a scoring system above. It's not like it was.
Like Lasertron or something, or?
Right. Or when we were, you know, doing the fencing club.
We retreat from the battlefield and then regroup with Andrew, who tells us a little about the spikes in their traffic.
Right. Seasonally, do you see spikes?
Yes. Winter is when we really pick up, and then, of course, summer is when we slow down. Like,
right.
Why come here when you can go play at the park for free during the summer?
Right.
But we still do good throughout the year. We don't have any, like, crucial dips that really affect us at all. So once we get into winter, Saturdays, usually between 1 and 5 p.m., you're going to see about 60 to 90 people playing out there at one time.
Before he convinces us that we need to give it a try.
Yeah. If you're going to do a podcast, you got to have the experience.
That's a good point.
If you want to play, let me know. I'll let you play for free. How about that?
You sure?
Oh,
okay.
If you say so.
All right. So, rules are really simple.
Okay.
When you're out on the field, I will ask that your shoes are off.
Sure.
If you can't take yours off, that's fine, no. Shoes off and on the shoe rack, and you will need some safety glasses on.
Okay.
Though being over 18, it is your choice whether or not you want to wear them.
Probably a good idea.
Probably should.
When you're out there playing, it's one hit and you're out. Headshots do count. We just ask, please don't aim for the head on purpose. When you do get shot, though, put one hand up so everybody knows you're out. Walk over to the dugout and wait there until the next round starts.
Dugout is just the entryway.
Yep, just this area where you guys were earlier. If they shoot and hit your gun, it does not count. And if it ricochets and hits you, it does not count.
Good to know.
All right. Any questions? So, you're going to want one of these 2.
Okay.
They're really, like I was telling the other lady, they're simple one-handed guns. So if you've got only one hand,
okay,
that
it's
is
not
the
because
way
I'm a girl.
No, these things are fantastic either way.
Okay.
No. You need one of these because you're a girl.
Oh, okay. It's pink and purple.
I pick my Nerf guns, and Andrew gives us a double handful of darts. just to get you started, he says.
You guys have to buy a lot of this stuff?
I go through right now about 10,000 a month.
I have nothing to compare that to, but it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I generally go through about half of that, and I hardly...
Shut up. That's just shooting around the house.
We put on our vests and safety glasses, kick off our shoes, and head out to the playing field. After some initial confusion about how we're not on the same team and how we're supposed to line up...
They might be switching sides.
What's that?
Might be switching sides.
Am I supposed to be over there?
I think so.
The battle begins.
Oh, God. Darts are flying. I'm going to have to get closer. Joel's shooting at me. Oh, man. I think this dad is sniping me.
Okay, so the game ends fairly quickly for us. Joel is hit in the chest after about 4 minutes, and I take a dart to the face. I don't even know which team ended up winning. Then we head back to the front to give Andrew the recap.
How was it?
It wasn't too bad.
Not too bad?
I did take out 2 kids, so.
I don't know if I got any.
How do you feel about that?
It's therapeutic.
I'm unsure. I'm conflicted.
It gets easier the more you do it. The main thing I get is I get kids all day long who come up to me going, my gun's jammed, and pointing it in my face, squeezing the trigger. That's like the main way I get shot.
It's kind of surprising that you don't wear goggles or glasses all day long.
Do I have a mark on my face? I got hit here.
You do have a little mark.
This is how I got out.
So, how'd that work out for you?
It was all right. I didn't move a whole lot.
I didn't either. I didn't know how much of an attacking position I wanted to take.
Yeah. Like, again, I'm not feeling my most active. I had the kid, so.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I did hit 2 kids, and I hit a mom who did not go out. And her and I made eye contact. I was like, she just ran away. Rude.
Last, we chat with a parent, Chris, who had never nerfed before today.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a kid here right
now? I do.
Yeah.
I do. I've got 2 here.
And have you been before?
Nope.
No, this is the first time?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a pretty good deal. We actually went out and tried it because it seemed like we should do that, right?
Yeah. Right.
And yeah. $10 or $12 for unlimited, that doesn't seem...
That's fair.
Right?
I think that's fairly decent.
Yeah. I think so, too, especially on a weekend. But I don't know. I don't have kids, so...
We're from Wilder, so we drove, 40 minutes to get here.
Cool. How'd you find out about it?
I don't know. The boys knew about it, and they've been, bugging us, come on, you got to see it. And then they, even found it on Facebook or something. You got to look at it. And I was like, all right, looks pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
And I was how much is it? And they're like, so that's pretty. Sure.
And worth the drive?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How old are they, can I ask? I'm just curious age-wise.
5 and 8.
5 and 8.
Did they bring their own their own guns?
I came with the grandkids too, and they did bring some of theirs.
Yeah.
So and they do it at the house all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
I mean, this is way funner.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus all the bullets on the.
I was gonna say there's a ton, and then you don't because you always have 5.
Exactly.
And then you lose 2 of them immediately.
Exactly. And I always tend to sweep them up, put them in the garbage. And so. I mean, what?
Oh, that's pretty cool. Do you have any interest in trying it yourself?
Oh, I would totally try it. Yeah.
You're not going to do it?
Well, now that I see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
He said even sometimes he makes the parents go try it for free because he just wants the kids and the boys to play along.
Yeah.
There are some pretty serious dads out there, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure one hit me in the face if I have a mark here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, dang.
Yeah, right? I always ask this just because it's kids and guns. Do you have any qualms about that?
Really, I mean, I'm almost worried more about the adults out there, but it's like, if they can get their junk out here,
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
That's a good point, here,
Yeah.
Well, thanks for chatting with us, Chris.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was wondering if you're doing the big boom.
Yeah.
I know. I was hoping the kids would think it was also a Nerf gun and they wouldn't shoot me, but it didn't work.
I thought maybe you're listening for spirits or something.
That's the third one in a row that we've gotten.
We did the whole season, and nobody ever asked that.
No one asked that.
I know.
The last 2 places we've gone, people have asked that.
Great. I'm glad you have a third. You're just keeping it going.
I don't know.
That's good.
All right.
All right. Should we do
Let's
it?
Let's get out of her hair.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Then we head out to the car to debrief.
So, first experience in the arena at Nerfed.
I'm going to say it for about the 14th time. I got hit in the face.
You really, you can't see it very well now, but it was a red spot about the size of a thumbprint. Yeah.
Anyhow, initial kind of right off the bat, it was what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, like, this whole, like, kind of DIY. I mean, all the obstacles were handmade. The painting's all done in, I mean, you can
right,
just tell.
Right.
And that might, that shouldn't bother anybody. Like, and that's probably what makes it affordable.
Yeah.
You know, my birthday is in January and we usually go bowling, but I'm open to changing.
You're open
the
to
activity.
To doing, would you do this with all of the random stranger kids around here? Would you get your own?
The only thing that I like doing fun, active things for my birthday, but I also like drinking. So if we can bring flasks or something.
That's a good point. I'm not sure if you can.
I wonder
do they
if
have
we
a corkage
could in a private
fee
one.
And that you can just bring in your own drinks.
I bet you we can convince Andrew if we rent out the side one over there.
He's like, I don't really care.
Just no kegs. No kegs.
No kegs. That would be really funny.
All right.
Okay. Should we hit it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so back in the studio.
Yeah.
Post Nerf session. I do want to clarify because I think in our little debrief in the truck, we were hinting at this other room that I don't think ever was described.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at Nerf, Andrew told us that there, you know, there was the main room, but they also had this kind of side that you could rent off to have a party in. So it's like a side room where you could have pizza, but also its own arena.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one that I was talking about possibly hosting my birthday party in.
Oh, okay. Right. But kind of cool. Kind of cool that you could be separate like that then,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. That way you don't have to play with eight-year-olds if you don't want to.
Right. Exactly. So initial impressions.
I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it. I would probably have more fun playing with friends or people of my own age and getting really into it. We were kind of a little reticent, probably because it was stocked full of prepubescent boys.
I would say the same thing. I was out there and it was like, this is kind of fun, but I felt like a goofball. I felt like a goober, basically, because it was you and I. We had no tie to it in terms of kids or anything like that. And so it felt like we were kind of crashing a little bit.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to run forward and attack, you know what I mean? These, you know.
But the concept itself is fun.
Yeah.
I also realized I think I have a problem with getting hit in the face and head region. I remember when we were at fencing and the one style you can actually hit the head. And
right.
I was like, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. And then getting shot in the face here, it's like, this is my moneymaker, neck and above.
That's your moneymaker?
I'm kidding. It's my voice.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
I'm
it
also
is,
kidding.
It is. It's your vocal folds.
Yes.
So your central concern.
Yeah, my central concern was basically very complex. Why Nerf guns? Why Nerf Why? Was it a fad? And it was interesting talking to Andrew. It seems like they had experienced a similar concept and were, you know, frequenters of that, of another place, and wanted to do it, but make it more affordable. And I think that's pretty cool because he took something that he's kind of passionate about, which seems to be like video games and Nerf guns, and wanting to make it more accessible to more groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool. And talking to Chris from Wilder, that appealed to her, that she would, you know, it seemed like a reasonable price point that they would drive in from Wilder to do it. But then I was also, so why would kids do Nerf guns over laser tag? It seems pretty similar. But after going there and the whole variety of being able to switch out your guns, variety appeals to kids. I mean, how many
piece.
Times did were we talking to Andrew and it would be like the same four kids coming
over
back
and
up.
Over
yeah.
and over and over. I totally agree with you. That has to be
and some
a
of the,
big,
a,
big
the
piece
draw.
Of it.
Yeah. yeah. You can bring your own. You can use some of theirs. You can keep switching them out. There's no limit.
Right.
It almost seems unmanageable. You know what I mean? But Andrew seems like he has a lot of patience for that, at least right now.
Yeah.
Perhaps in 10 years, he'll get sick of it and you can only switch out three. But
right, right.
Or he'll hire somebody to do all that work.
Exactly. It was kind of endearing, the kids coming up and doing that. And it was the same kids over and over and over.
He handled it like a pro, though.
One thing that I thought of, and this is maybe it's more of a final takeaway, but, you know, you had asked about concerns about, you know, kids and guns, you know, even being Nerf guns, that type of thing. And for me, it's like I'm thinking back through that, and I feel this certain level of, it's like almost like an instinct. It's a certain level of, well, if I had kids, they'd be in Saturday Academy or Science Club or the or the Boise Fencing Club or something like that. And then you get a couple years on that, and first off, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. And second, we don't have kids. So this, right. It's weird to have these conversations, these theoretical conversations about theoretical children.
No judgment here because, again, we don't have kids. And I can assume I would be the best theoretical parent around, but what's great in theory yeah. doesn't always work out in practice.
Exactly. I just feel like, and maybe it's now having, you know, nieces and nephews. But yeah, now I'm like, oh, yeah. That makes sense. Sure.
So you're going to be the fun uncle that's like, let's go to Nerf. Yeah. Get the bazooka.
And we'll stop by, you know, McDonald's or something on the way back. Yeah. So final takeaways for you.
Are you ready to go back in January?
I totally would do that. I think that'd be fun in a group.
I do think we need to reach out to Andrew and talk about the possibility of booze.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll go on one of the airsoft nights.
Okay. I just worry about your face.
That's good, yeah? Okay.
Okay.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can find us there. You Know the Place. Thanks this week to Andrew at Nerf for letting us shoot around with some 7-year-olds.